Welcome back to Matt Flynn, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. First in line, Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Matt, the situation in Afghanistan. I never thought I'd be thanking Liz Cheney this much this year. Saw briefly a little clip of her yesterday, explaining the background and history of this. In other words, with the last president. And these people now, the Republican Party, stripping their website of all the information about that situation, too. And I'm not saying if anything is good going on there. That's not my point. But get real. The thing that I see in this, maybe I'm wrong, but when this happened this fast, I don't care what the intelligence community is saying. I think that something went awry there, one. And I also think that only 3,200 or 3,500 troops there were in real harm's way for this to have happened in less than 2 weeks. I don't know about you, but... And then, of course, the Democrats could do the Ron Johnson thing. They could just say that these are, you know, friendly fellow countrymen that are kind of coming to these cities to see what's going on. But the Republicans wanted both ways on this, and Trump was going to pull out. And you're not going to tell me in a million years that it would have been a tidy thing had he been in power right now. Not going to buy it.
Right. Yeah. You know, we hit that in a lot of detail at 6 o'clock, Dick, the history and everything. I agree with what you're saying. And I'll maybe go a little one step further just to recap what we talked about the previous hour. We went into Afghanistan to get Osama bin Laden and stop the terrorism of Al-Qaeda right after 9/11. We've been there 20 years. John McCain suggested we stay 100 years. No way, no way. We're not going to tie up troops and all our money with a country that frankly has a culture, a diseased culture of jihad that murders women and murders Christians and murders minority religions and murders anybody is a minority race and all that. They are unchangeable in my view. But in any event, Trump started the destabilization by negotiating directly with the Taliban just so he looked like he'd have a foreign policy success in 2020. And the Republicans had it up on their website. They touted Trump's historic agreement with the Taliban. You don't agree with the Taliban any more than you agreed with Nazis or with cancer. Nothing they said is true. Nothing is intended. Their object is ultimately to kill you. And if they ever got into Europe, and some of them have, they'll kill people there or the United States. So what happens is Trump demoralized the Afghan government and soldiers because he negotiated directly with the Taliban in Vienna and did not even include the Afghans. So the minute America leaves, they're toast over there. They have no national ethos. They have no national unity or national identity or esprit de corps other than Sunni Islam. That's all it is. In any event, what do we do now? I do fault Biden, and I do fault Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State, and Jake Sullivan, the NSA, National Security Advisor. This was all foreseeable. The minute we get out, this business of the Taliban has agreed to this, you know, because Trump said he did, is naive and false. And we had to get out. We're not going to be there 100 years. And they are a culture, a jihadist culture that murders women if they want to go to school. What the Taliban did is when they came into a town, they murder Afghan soldiers, behead them. Then they announce in the public square, bring all of your unmarried daughters to us, 12 years and up, as wives for our fighters, which means they get raped by the fighters. There's no sense of marriage. And that is the way they are. And that's the way they've been for a long time. So, but what we could have done is plan this better. You don't have Biden announce, yeah, we'll be out by September 1. That's like telling the Nazis, we're going to be out by September 1. Then you can go in and do whatever you want. And the reason I say Nazis is because theirs is a doctrine of sectarian and racial murder, period, end of story. So that's what happened, unfortunately. What should have happened is a gradual withdrawal with plenty of military force and bombing, because whoever the last Marines are out, they've got to be protected. And the only way they're going to be protected is by a massive bombing of everybody around them. These people have absolute, you can't trust their word on anything. And that didn't happen. And now they're all at the airport. We had 2,500 troops in that country. It seemed to keep the lid on things. Nationally, they were afraid of us. Now we have 3,000 Marines just trying to protect people getting on airplanes. And who's going to protect the remnant? The other thing is, we've got to relocate interpreters and others. I do not favor bringing thousands of Afghans to Fort McCoy or anywhere else. They should have been relocated somewhere else other than the United States. If you introduce a jihadist culture, these people were great. They did support us. I assume we screen out the Taliban infiltrators, but you have no idea what happens in that culture with their sons and others. We've had jihadist attacks in this country. They should have been relocated somewhere else in the Middle East, in Qatar, United Arab Emirates, or somewhere else. So anyway, that's where we are right now. That is absolutely where we are right now. This will have an impact, I think, and it's not a partisan thing. The Republicans set this up through Trump, I agree, but I look to Biden, quite frankly, as one of his strongest supporters to plan this out much more carefully. Going back to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Well, the first thought that come to mind when I first called in is that making the Republicans drink the poisoned water that they think. If they think that water is just fine, that's what the Republican legislature, that's what's sitting on their desks, and that's the only water supply that they and their staff get to drink, you know, while they're sitting in Madison, they can do that. If they think it's okay for the people to live up there to drink, they should be drinking it down here. They've drunk Trump's Kool-Aid for long enough. They should be used to poison. I think you're a little, for Afghanistan, it's a mixed bag there as far as the culture. And let's remember, the Taliban are not a long-term native culture there. I'm using culture. Culture is not the right word. But let's remember, those Taliban were educated in Saudi Arabian-funded madrasas in Pakistan, and you know, shipped into and bringing that into Afghanistan, because I don't know that is completely a native thing that the Taliban are bringing in there. That let's remember that those statues of the Buddha remained in Afghanistan for however, you know, 1,000 years, and the Afghans left them alone. It was the Taliban that destroyed them and destroyed that influence of culture, because let's say, to some degree, Afghanistan was a multicultural type of society. You know, with their different ethnic groups and different variations of religion there. But the Taliban are the one that are bringing in the straight Wahhabist enforcement of their version of Islamic law, because. We can't be too rough, you know, and let's remember that the Christians weren't too much better, you know, 1,000 years ago when the Crusades were going on and up till when the Crusades ended, because it was God wills it and slaughter everybody there when we went in, when the Christians went into the Middle East. I mean, the Pope actually said, go and kill as many, you know, heathens as you can, and your path to heaven is assured for all these sinning nobles that were coming out of Europe, so... I'll leave it there.
Mark, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to respond to you in greater detail after the break. You've raised a lot of profound issues. And some of them I agree with, some I really do not. And that's got to be, in my view, the other point of view put on the table. So stand by. We're going for a break. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Oh, yeah.